City officials see it as wasted space. Car owners see it as a cheap place to fix their cars. Brave Mets fans see it as a place to park for free. The area is known either by the bucolic name of Willett's Point, or pejoratively, as the Iron Triangle. In any event, the area saw something unusual this week. Sanitation trucks. Just 2 days after the mayor announced plans for a new Shea Stadium and a revised Olympic bid, a crew of trucks moved in. They're hauling away the scrap metal, tires, old appliances, and other trash that's piled up outside the dozens of auto repair shops and junkyards. One driver said the mayor would be visiting the area soon, and they were to start cleaning up. It's going to be a tough job. Just driving down the street is tough. Once you turn off 126th Street and head east from Shea Stadium, it's as if you've entered an entirely different city. UPS and FedEx trucks lumber along as touts try to wave business into their body shops. The speed limit is an unofficial 5 miles an hour. Go any faster, and your car is in for serious damage from the crater-sized potholes.
If you take any corner in Manhattan and you don't give it any services for a month, can you imagine what it would look like? Picture that for 20 years.
Sammy Sambucci would know. His family has run an auto salvage yard on 36th Avenue for 54 years. On this hot day, Sammy's father, Danny Sambucci Sr., was dressed more for Palm Beach than Eastern Queens. Sporting a dark tan and wearing shorts, sandals, a black tank top, gold chain, and large black-rimmed glasses, he showed off the neatly stacked parts he and his guys pulled from cars.
Transmissions, all the parts that are in here. This is, see, everything is marked. That's what I mean. You know what we did here? Forget it. If I had to do it over, I'd never do it. Too much time, too much work, aggravation, sick, the city coming, they're not coming. We're the last ones to get the message. They're coming. Hell, I don't know what to tell you.
Sambucci says the decades of uncertainty over whether the city was coming to close them down has lowered property values and made it next to impossible to get a bank loan. Sammy Sr. says he was rooting for the West Side Stadium.
We were all for the city because figuring now they'll leave us alone for another 10 years. Then when they dropped that, I says to my son and them, they're coming after us, they're going to go here. And sure enough, that's what they planned.
The reason they keep coming back is the area's strategic location. Architect Charles Loser was hired by the Queens Chamber of Commerce to devise a plan to transform the Iron Triangle.
We see this as an area that can connect Corona with Flushing, can connect the Bay with the park, Flushing Meadows Park, that it can be the point through which people move to really take full advantage of all the assets that exist in the heart of Queens.
Loser's plan for retail and convention space was presented to the City Economic Development Corporation in April. The EDC had been seeking proposals since November of last year, but now will work with the mayor and the Mets to make the surprise stadium plan a reality. Mayor Bloomberg is just the latest in a long line of city planners who've tried to turn the area around. None other than Robert Moses tried 3 times, but he never fully succeeded. In a 1964 interview, he described the ash mounds that grew on the site before the Grand Central Parkway was built.
Well, I think the average height was about 40 feet, and they ran up as high as 60 feet. The ashes, fires that burned all the time. Rats that Jack Madigan said were big enough to have saddles on them. They were large, that was sure. And then miraculously along came the idea of having a fair.
Moses had his fair in 1939, and the ash dumps were no more. When he planned a second World's Fair for 1964, he tried again to beautify the area, this time by getting rid of the stacks of flattened cars that now rose from the site. But Moses ran into a young Italian lawyer representing the junkyards in court, Mario Cuomo. Cuomo handed Moses his biggest, and some say only, defeat. The former governor says Moses was pursuing an aesthetic vision, whereas he was defending the little guys.
Losing the site would have been devastating to them because there was nowhere else for them to go with their business. I had the advantage of what I thought was a reasonable proposition.
Cuomo says his clients offered to reduce the size of their car piles and to change their delivery time so they wouldn't get in the way of the fair. But he says Moses was totally unwilling to compromise. Asked if he would offer any advice for the mayor as he embarks on what could be a very similar fight, Cuomo deferred and simply recommended common sense. In the scramble to salvage the Olympic bid, Mayor Bloomberg made it clear on Monday that Willets Point is in for a change.
We just cannot afford to have a piece of property that size that just has junkyards, and they'll have to find a place to go elsewhere. ZDC does.
Back on 35th Avenue, Walter Ochoa sat outside the auto glass repair shop where he's worked for 8 years, across the street from a large puddle and a pile of junk. Like everyone else in Willets Point, WNYC spoke to, he says he's heard nothing from the city about its plan to replace their businesses with retail. He questioned why the city is pushing them away.
They are just talking about the bad parts of the junkyard, the worst of what this place has, but they never talk to the people, to each client that comes to resolve their problems here. We're not harming anybody. We're working and helping people. They should come and ask the opinion of people with broken windshields, cars that won't start, and they leave with their problems fixed.
But down the dusty, pocked street, a body shop worker named Michael said he would welcome being relocated. The Afghan native said it would be nice to work in a place that's cleaner and where people feel safe leaving their car.
We are working hard here. When a customer comes, he no trust to not leave the car. He's scared. They say, oh, want to stay with my car? When you finish, I take the car.
But it's a lot easier for the auto repair shops to relocate than for the junkyards. They'll need M3 zoning, something which is very hard to come by. A lawyer who represents more than half of the area's businesses thinks this time around the city will get what it wants. The Willets Point businesses are organizing now, but he says they don't have the political clout they once had. For WNYC, I'm Dan Blumberg.